Welcome to the Habesha Finance Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you achieve financial independence and overcome your money problems. I'm Matt, bringing you the education and tools to help you get your life back, build wealth, and make a difference. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome to episode 14. Hopefully, you figured out your why for FI, for being on the path to financial independence and financial freedom. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then head over to episode 13 and give a quick listen. In that episode, we looked at defining our reason, defining our why for pursuing financial independence. Today, we're going to begin a two-part series on two free financial tools that my wife and I have been using these last 15 or 16 months to help us get out of debt and gain financial control. And I'm confident that these two tools can help you too. And best of all, they are free. So on this episode, we'll get into the exciting and amazing world of budgeting. And next week, in the second part of this series, we'll get into tracking your net worth, which I hope you look forward to. You know, I've tried to budget so many times before in my life. I've used different apps, different methods, but nothing seemed to work for me. Until I got married and found out that we were expecting, I never really had the urge or the motivation to really live on a budget. So all of this stuff that I'm going to be talking to you guys about is pretty much information and knowledge that I've built over the last year and a half. And I'm pretty excited to share all of this with you because I think a budget has been the single most important financial tool that has helped my family get on the right track to financial freedom. So before we got news of our little girl, we basically managed our money in our heads, and that did not prove to be effective. What we learned was that if we didn't keep up with a manual budget, then we were never going to get on the path to financial independence. We were never going to take financial control of our lives, and we were never going to be as successful and purposeful with our lives if we didn't get on a budget. There are five excuses that I think we all can relate to, that we all maybe have told ourselves, that we have thought of, that keeps us from living on a budget. And I hope that we can address those excuses on this podcast and live a life free from those excuses. Like after this episode, we won't be making those excuses anymore. So let's go over the five excuses that we make for not budgeting. One excuse is budgeting is hard. You know, my response to that is you will do what matters to you. There are free apps like Every Dollar, Mint, even Personal Capital, and spreadsheets that prove, you know, budgeting is actually very easy. The hardest part is really just the beginning. If you can get started, if you can find a way to put your income, your expenses down on a sheet of paper or in an app or on a spreadsheet, over time you'll learn that budgeting isn't really that hard. Another excuse that I think a lot of people use, even I've used this before, I've used this mentality before, is that budgeting restricts me. And to be honest, this is so far from the truth that we need to understand that budgeting doesn't restrict you. It actually gives you the freedom and opportunity to spend as you want. You just have to set some boundaries for yourself. And that's what the budget helps you do. If you can put some boundaries around your expenditures, around what you're spending each month, then you know not to go over a certain amount in this category or that category. And that gives you so much liberty to be able to spend as you want. Because you know your max, you know your cap, and you're never going to spend over that cap. Another excuse that I think I hear from time to time is that I'm too busy. And I go back to the first excuse, budgeting is hard. You're going to do what matters to you. If you take a few minutes to update your budget every other day with what you're spending, with your income, you will find that you're not going to be too busy to budget. In fact, I think you'll be so excited and so motivated to log each expense, to log each item that's purchased into your budget so that you can keep track, so that you are gaining control over what you're spending. Another excuse that I think is used a lot is that budgeting is complicated. And like I said before, there are so many free apps. There are so many spreadsheets out there that help you budget. So really, all you have to do is download any of these apps. And you can go to brotherfi.com/budget for some of the apps that I've personally used that I think can be great for you. Whether you like the apps on your phone or whether you like spreadsheets, you definitely have a wide array of options to use to budget your finances with. And the last excuse that I want to address is the I'm too lazy excuse. And most of us probably don't want to admit this, but let me say that it's a lot easier to budget in your early years of working than your later years of working. Because if you budget now, you won't have to worry about your finances later. If you don't budget now, believe me, you will be paying for it later. And I mean that literally and figuratively. Get out of this mindset of I'm too lazy, budgeting is hard, budgeting restricts me, I'm too busy, budgeting is complicated. Like, all of these mindsets need to just go away. All of these thoughts, all of these sayings, you know, wipe them away from your vocabulary. Wipe them away from your brain. Like, you have to take your finances probably in your prime time of earning money, working hard, and just getting everything straight. Because if you do these little things now, believe me, you will be setting yourself up for so much success later on in life. And later on is actually a week from now, or a month from now, or a year from now. I'm not necessarily talking about 10 years, 20 years from now. You know, budgeting today really and truly helps you live the life that you want tomorrow. And I'll repeat that again, that budgeting today will help you live the life you want to live tomorrow. So after a year and a half, we're still budgeting. We're still tracking our income at the beginning of the month and listing down our expenses as well. And we're doing this each month. We're not going to change our habits. We're not going to change how we handle our finances. Like, budgeting is still one of the key factors that's helping us gain financial control and really pushing us through on the path to financial independence. And so some of the reasons that we still budget, one reason is that so we know how much we have going into the month and can allocate that money to all our expenses appropriately. You know, we don't want to overspend, and we want to have a little bit of money left to take into the next month. So many of us fall into this habit of not having enough money at the end of the month. We've spent all of our money, and with a week left or 2-3 days left of the month, we're wondering, like, whoa, where did all our money go? And a budget really helps you, you know, assign each dollar for a purpose, each dollar for a task. That's why a lot of these apps are pretty cool, like Every Dollar, YNAB, budgeting apps that use the envelope system. And those help you say, okay, this dollar or this many dollars is going to this expense, this bill or this rent. That really gives you a great foresight to tackle your expenses and make sure that you're not leaving the month with more expenses than you have money in your bank account. Another reason we still budget, it's to optimize our spending. Prior to budgeting, we were just going to the grocery store and buying everything. I mean everything, this aisle, that aisle, you know, everything was fair game. And a lot of times, you know, we were very wasteful. A lot of the foods that we were buying would end up being thrown out. And so a budget has helped us optimize our spending in a sense that we know exactly how much we should be spending on groceries for the three of us, for me, my wife, and my daughter. And I think when you know how much you're spending for groceries, you even try to find ways to just even optimize even more, to find deals, to go to this grocery store when they're having a sale on this item or that item. And that is all because of budgeting, because you're tracking how much you spend month to month. And the same goes for your power bills or your water bills. And this is not to make you nitpick every detail of your lives, but this is really just to help you see, like, hey, like, we don't need to spend $1,000 on groceries when half of the food that we're buying is not even being consumed. You know, that's something that a budget helps you do. Use that budget for that purpose, to optimize your expenses and not be wasteful. Another reason we budget is to give ourselves the freedom to spend a little each month on whatever we want. You earn your paycheck, right? You make a living, and you deserve to spend a little bit of that on things you want. Obviously, if you have debt, if you have things that you owe money on, then you've got to take responsibility and make sure that you're paying for those as you venture on the path to becoming debt-free, right, and financially independent. But giving yourself like $50 or $100 or, you know, whatever it is, depending on your income, to say, I paid this much on my debt already, now I'm going to spend this much, you know, on myself. That's fine. Like, that you can do that, but you are doing that with intention, right? Don't spend your money without purpose. Don't spend your money without intention. And so just make sure that as you budget, you give yourself the freedom to spend a little here, spend a little there, or this won't be fun. Like, straight up, you're not going to have fun budgeting if you're constantly depriving yourself of things you want. And I think there's a little bit of grace, a little bit of room for you to spend on the little bit of things that you want, as long as you're focused on your overall goal and it's not taking away from you achieving financial independence. And then the last reason that I was able to come up with for why we budget, which is really the first reason, it's to ensure that we are able to give and to donate to causes that we care about and those in need. A lot of times, I think a lot of us struggle when there's a cause or a charity that we really want to support, but we can't because we're like, oh man, you know, I just spent my money at the mall, or I just spent my money on this concert, and we're not able to support causes that, you know, we otherwise would have. And having a budget when you can say, you know, $50 a month will go to certain causes or certain charities, gives you a little bit of sense of purpose, because now you are helping others with your money. You're helping others, helping causes that you care about. So that's part of our plan. That's part of our budgeting plan. You know, we make sure that we allocate a portion of what we make to go to those in need, to go to charities, to go to nonprofits. And that helps with our desire to give, our desire to support others in need. And so one of the questions that I get is, how do I budget? Like, what's the best way to budget? And, you know, the answer to that is whatever works for you, whether it's on your phone with an app or a spreadsheet on your computer. You want to try different methods of budgeting and see what fits you best. For my family and I, we use a Google Sheets budget. We budget everything on a Google Sheets, and it's worked for us. It's been very helpful, and I don't think I would ever use any other method of budgeting. And you actually have access to this Google Sheets budget that we use. You know, you can go to the link that I sent, that I mentioned earlier, brotherfi.com/budget, and there's a list of different budgets that you can use that will help you figure out what's the best way to budget for your life, for you and your family. And I actually wrote an article that explains and walks you through using the same Google Sheets budget template that me and my wife use. And, you know, that it's absolutely free for you to download. All you have to do is just find the link to that Google Doc, to that Google Sheets, and make a copy and just keep it on your Google Drive. And that way you can actually access it on your phone. You can share it with your spouse. You can share it with your family or, you know, anyone else. And I just want to say again that it is completely free. Free for you all to go and access. So the way we basically do our budget is that we list our estimated income, including what we're bringing in from the previous month. We also list our estimated expenses. And we always make sure that the money that's left after you've listed your expenses and your income has a little bit of money in there, because that's what we're carrying over into the next month. Essentially, we're listing what we're spending our money on, our income from our workplaces, and then the difference will be what we take with us to the next month. Some of you may be interested in a zero-based budget, and my recommendation is that you just add a section for, you know, call it money to carry over into next month or something like that. Then you just list in that category how much money that you want to be, that you want to carry over into the next month. Hopefully, I know this information can sometimes be boring, but honestly, coming from where I come from, like, budgeting is not really something that is stressed enough. And for the young generation, for the older generation, and everyone in between, I really want you to take this episode and at least give it a try. Give budgeting a try. One thing that we don't do is we don't connect our bank account to any budgeting app. I've tried this before and it hasn't really helped. And with a spreadsheet, you can't do that anyways. I would be careful with using the apps and programs out there that allow you to connect your accounts and update your budgeting for you. Not because, you know, you can get hacked. Obviously, that's one concern. But I feel like, this is my personal opinion, I feel like that it takes out the psychological aspect of you feeling every expense. It takes away from you being, you know, for lack of a better term, intimate with your finances. For every expense, for every bit of income that you make, like, you're really in tune with how your money's flowing through the month. And if you connect your bank account and let it auto-update the budget, you kind of take that away. Connecting your bank account to your budget, you can definitely review the budget at the end of the month. But if I'm logging in my expenses every few days or so, then, like I said, I'm very much in tune with the budget and I'm taking another level of responsibility over my money. You're just adding another layer of control over your finances. And I think that's key. That's really important. But let me say, if connecting your bank or credit card account to a budget is the only way that you're going to handle your spending in some structured method, then by all means, do that. I don't want you to neglect budgeting because you don't want to make manual updates. Connect your bank or credit card account to your budgeting app and, you know, just try your best to check in on the budget app or budget program like every few days just to monitor, you know, keep monitoring that budget. Hopefully you understand that what I'm getting at is that you need to be aware of how much money is coming and going out. If more is going out than coming in, then you got a problem. A budget is great because it will expose anything that's keeping you from achieving any financial goals that you have. For my family and I, we weren't in control. We didn't have a reason, or we didn't have a plan in place for how to allocate our money. And so, yeah, we were spending more than we should have. And we weren't tackling debt the way we should have been doing. But 16 months ago, when we introduced this Google Sheets budget into our lives, it completely changed the trajectory of our path to financial independence. And so this is why I am talking about budgeting on this episode. As you get started on your budget, just know that the flow and the comfortability of using a budget will take a few months. Like, you're going to need about 3 to 4 months to get used to the budget. That was kind of what happened with us. You're basically learning how much you spend on different categories of your life, from groceries to clothing to a little bit of personal spending. Then, by that third or fourth month, you pretty much have a good idea of how much you're spending. And each month, you can make adjustments as you head towards the goal of getting closer and closer to financial freedom. This is what budgeting is. You are giving yourself an opportunity to achieve financial freedom so much faster. Like, the budgeting helps you do that. As I mentioned earlier, you can use apps, you can use spreadsheets, you can use a big chalkboard on your kitchen wall. I don't care what you do, just find a way to track your income, track your expenses each month. So if you didn't catch it before, I have a page dedicated to several budgeting apps, and I'll make sure to link those in the show notes. That's available for you to use, and all of these are free. These are free to use. Obviously, there's like a pro version that you can pay some money for, but because I'm using a Google Spreadsheets, we don't pay for any budgeting. It's completely free. And another thing about the Google Budget Sheets is you can actually download Google Sheets. Google Sheets is an actual app that you can download and right there have access to manually updating it every few days or whatever, you know, whatever schedule you want. So I'll make sure to link out to all those apps and the spreadsheets that I've talked about on this episode, as well as the article that I wrote on how to use a Google Sheets budget with a video tutorial. I made this video tutorial, and a couple people have given me positive feedback for this. And the video walks you step by step on how to budget with the Google Sheets template that me and my wife use. I'm going to try something new. You know, last week I gave you all a challenge to define your why for achieving financial independence. And for this week, I'm going to challenge you to try out the different apps and or spreadsheet to get yourself on a budget. We're over the halfway mark for August, but you can still review your expenses for August, and that'll help you get started for September. And just try to do a budget. Try to list out your expenses, list your income, and start your life on purpose. Start living your life on purpose. Start living your life for a reason. And this includes the way you handle your money. Don't separate purpose from your finances. If you do, then you will pay for it later. You know, like I said before, a budget helps you in the present be ready for tomorrow and enjoy the life that you want to live tomorrow. That'll do it for this episode. I hope you all have a great and purposeful week.